I'm inspired to start right now. We're dealing with some things at this point that I want you to be aware of. The draining of the swamp in politics is going on now. But the Lord told me the draining of the swamp will start with the church. Now, you should have some concept of what's happening in the Catholic Church, where things have been going on for a long time, improper sexual things been going on for a long time, and the Catholic Church is in major trouble now. So we're talking about a Catholic denomination. Secondly, the full gospel had a major split where leaders was going by a democracy and not a theocracy, voting about everything, and it caused a mess in the full gospel. It never recovered. The charismatic had their problem. And now we have the Church of God in Christ that is in a major problem because of trying to add the church in a democracy instead of a theocracy with all this voting and election stuff, which is improper in the house of God. But denomination started those things, but these are the last days, so God is clearing some things up in the church. We know of ministers who have homosexual lifestyle have been exposed. I know of more than one. I know one is going to be exposed real soon because I spoke to the Lord about it, doing things that shouldn't be done in the house of God. I'm thankful for LTMA myself. I'm the leader, but I'm real thankful for it on the foundation that God has given us to build upon. I know a lot of y'all have been in ministry a long time, had success in your ministry, but I still believe that we still can build our character in ministry. And that's basically what I want to deal with, about building our character in ministry, that we'll recognize that the way God set it up, that's the only way going to survive or going to thrive, not survive. So I'm going to speak out about 7 or 8 things here that I want to talk to you about. Number one, in this time that we're living in, well, let me go back over these societies, we went through various societies. We went through the hunting and gathering society. We went through the agriculture society. We went through the industrial society. In other words, those was the man's forte during those times. Agriculture was a major thing one time. But now we're in the information society. And this is the most dangerous one there is. But yet at the same time, I believe that through it, we can prepare for the second coming of Jesus Christ. But you got to have wisdom. You have to have a knowledge of what God wants to do at any given time. Following the Holy Spirit real closely during this time. But in the information age, everything get out so fast. And so we have to have wisdom, have to have discernment. I believe based on the ministry of Jesus in Luke chapter 2, verse 40, we're going to have to wax strong in spirit, be filled with wisdom, and have the grace of God upon us during these times. These 7 factors that the Lord gave me in prayer this morning, I'm going to pass them by you. And number one, and I want you to see the structure of your ministry, your vision. Have the spirit of discernment. It's so important in this information society. You have to know how to tear walls down. So a lot of walls going to be built. Commercial, a lot of stuff going to be said. A lot of denomination going to come. A lot of cults going to come. And then in the 6th chapter of Joshua, the latter part of the 5th chapter, you see who the command is. And in the 6th chapter, divine direction has to be given to us as ministers to know how to tear walls down that the system try to build or that religion try to build. We have to have the wisdom of God. We have to know God, how God spoke to Joshua. God told Joshua, I want you to see. So we have to be seals at this time, not just speakers. We have to be seals so we can know what's going on around us, what's going on around the assignment that God has given us, and whatever wall, I don't care how it got built, we must know divinely, supernaturally, how to tear it down. So tearing walls down, because I'm going to get to a point in a few moments if you're going to stay a while, he never did. Secondly, he told me, so that's Joshua. Secondly, he told me, you have to know how to build walls. When things look like they're not going to work out right and everybody else saying gloom and doom, you have to have a Nehemiah anointing. How to pray, how to seek God's face, how to yield to God's direction, how to walk in God's favor in a time when it seemed like there's no favor. Nehemiah did that, and he trained those people how to build and how to fight at one time, and he didn't let the enemy. They tried to call him down, but he said no, he couldn't come down. He had to finish building that wall. So you had to be just, you have to build walls. You have to be have discernment to know who calling on you. People call you down and tell you, you know, you need to get out of this, get off of this. No, you listen to the Spirit of God and continually at this season, this time, building the wall. Now, I don't want to build on other people's weaknesses. When I call the county church, I call the full gospel. I'm praying for them. I don't want to build on their weaknesses, but you've got to see those walls falling. You've got to see those holes. You've got to see whole denominations falling apart. Now, they're on YouTube fighting one another, saying all kind of things, calling each other homosexual, all kind of things, lesbian. So all that going on, that walls, coming down, denominational walls are coming down. We have to build on a foundation. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about standing on an unshakable foundation in which I have stood and I've seen others stood on it and they couldn't be shaken, all right? So you got to know how to tear walls down. Joshua, you got to know how to build walls. Nehemiah. And then I want you to grasp the importance of the right foundation. I've tried to build LTML on the right foundation, which is the Word of God, and which is on revelation knowledge, not just having a group, a fundraising group, or some little association, but we have to live in this information time. My brothers and sisters, we're going to have to live on revelation and transformation, not just information. Got to have information, but we have to have revelation consistently going on in my pastors, in the body you over, and transformation has to constantly be going on. And for that to happen, you have to be going through those things yourself by your contact with God and your walk with the Spirit. So we have to grasp the importance of the foundation, because foundations that is not built properly now, many ministries will go out of business because the little glamour and the little agendas are not going to work at this time. Satanic forces are pouring out wrath against the church, and we got to be founded on the rock, all right? And then in building the foundation for a ministry like we're doing in each time, and I thank God going to use most of you all that you obey, understand the caliber of material used to build a powerful ministry today. The caliber of material. Well, the Word. My emphasis now in ministry, if you listen to my broadcast, it seems an apostolic government has got a hold of me to minister where the people can leave immediately and apply what was said. Now, it's not my doing, it's the Holy Spirit. But I taught on the sovereignty of God, operating in the sovereignty of God on last Sunday. I want y'all to go over that. I think Leroy Jr., I told him to tell you, go over that and go over that, because that's not regular preaching. And we have to preach practical now, my brothers and sisters, but we have to preach powerful. And the only way that's going to happen is we spend proper time with God, that the Holy Spirit can give us the purpose and plan of God for us to minister, not just to have a sermon, not just to feel good, but we got to spend time with God, because we really have to use the right building material for the people at this time. So understanding the caliber, grasping the importance of the foundation, understand the caliber of material used to build a powerful ministry today. Prayer, we know these things by, we call, if I, as I emphasize these things to you, you might say, I want something deep. I know about prayer. Huh? Nobody know about no prayer. You don't know about no prayer. You got to keep praying. You got to keep praying. The more you pray, the more you understand the power of prayer, you find out how much you don't know. So this is the type of thing that I want to share with LGMA. We're not falling, and we're not dividing. We're not coming apart, because I want to build this not on me, but I want to build it on the principles of God and the integrity of God, and that each one of the members of the LTMA has the right type of character, that they won't compromise no matter what's come along. That is the aim. That's why I'm here this morning. And we don't want to try to build your ministry on other ministry weakness, but be sure to observe. Now, listen to this statement. You don't want to try to build your ministry talking about other ministry and how they're falling and how weak they are, but be sure to observe it, because they're falling for a reason. This is a falling season, because the second coming of Christ, you know, somebody prophesied Jesus coming in this month, that month. You can't do that. The Bible says no man know what hour or time. You see the signs will be there. And, you know, 1,000 years. Is a day with the Lord. So nobody knows. He's not going to put that in nobody's prophetical moment. I remember we went through that prophetic sham in his election. These guys saying all kind of things, all kind of things. And finally the Lord told me, I was watching one day, the Lord said, who over them? Who are they answering to? If they had somebody over them, they could have shut them down at a certain period for trying to make a prophecy come through. You don't have to make prophecy come through. You just say what thus said the Lord and get out of the way. So, we've gone through a lot and made the church look bad, made the church look like she's just another organization. And when we know, my brother and sister, we are a living organism. And the assignment, the ability that God has given us is so powerful that it probably took what's going on now for it to come out. I think the church has started serenading and floating to a certain degree, along with society. That can't happen. I believe, from my years of ministry, this season is the time for the church to take back over. The church used to have authority, but you got all these denominations started, all these great leaders came out, and, you know, they start dealing with hierarchy and not dealing with the Holy Spirit. And that's where I think a great problem comes. A lot of things, a lot of good sermons was preached. A lot of people laid hand on and healed. But yet there's the bottom line of ministry. It must carry the whole spectrum of the cross. The whole thing what Jesus had died for. And that's what we must carry. Even though our weakness is there, but if our character is right, we're not compromised. And we're willing to make a change, and we're not satisfied. There's a certain amount of dissatisfaction you have to have with yourself and your ministry, which produce a positive result, because you keep seeking, you keep grasping, you keep desiring to be closer to God and know exactly what He wants you to do. Routine. is not a revelation. Religion is not revelation. Revelation is fresh. And so I want LPMA to stay on the cutting edge of revelation, the cutting edge of receiving direction from God in a supernatural way. So we got all this going on. You all know about it. You know, a lot of this stuff, these accusations are true. Because if they were not true, a lot of people would be going to jail. They'd be sued. But some accusations are being made and nobody answering it. I know you're not supposed to answer all of your accusers, but there's some things they say you just need to stand up and tell them they're a flat lie and deal with it. So watch that along the line as you see things going on. Now, also he told me to tell you this morning, know this, I can't take you nowhere where you're not willing to pay the price of denying yourself to get there. He told me to tell you this, you cannot be brought nowhere as a minister when you following a leader or an apostle who do not deal with a democracy. I don't deal with no democracy. I don't believe in voting and telling me what to do. I don't believe that. I don't want that in none of the churches that are under me. They have to have the wisdom of God to let their people know there's only one leader. That's why churches can't progress. You got too many leaders. You got these people fighting for leadership. They put the church in a category every 4 years have the election. That's not God. That's democracy. That God is a theocracy. God chose a leader. God didn't take no vote on Moses. Moses was the man. Joshua was the man. Daniel was the man. David was the man. I mean, he didn't go to no committee to find out who was the man. God told him when Moses died, he told Joshua, you're the man. I want you to follow what Moses, my servant Moses, did. So we have to see this. We have to grasp this to put us, listen, my brother and sister, to put us in another realm. We come down to the status and the courts and the guardians and the lineage of the system. We don't supposed to be there. That's why we're not seeing the miracle, the signs and the wonders and the results that we want, because we start to a large degree walking in the guidelines of the system, denominational guidelines. We cannot do that. The Lord didn't call LTMA for that. He wants you all to all be used in your anointing, used in your gift, used in your call, in what you have called you. I dare not mash you down and pull you at a certain spot. No, you can go wherever you want to go from here, but you have to know that it's going to cost you. This type of ministry is not cheap, and this type of ministry is not popular. Those boys' ministries was not popular. You read it, all of us read the gospel and read in the Old Testament about the prophets. They were not popular, but they were powerful. And that's why I want LTMA. I want each one of you all to be powerful in the gift in what God has called you to and for. I'm aiming with all my heart to be an example, to produce evidence from nowhere to let you know that anywhere you are, God is ready to do some things for you. But the same old potato and the same old stew cannot be, you can't keep eating that same stuff. You've got to be willing to break out and make a change and listen to the power of the Holy Spirit. The type of training that I'm assigned to give you will cost you everything. Will cost you everything. Denial. You have to deny a lot of people will try to get in your ear and tell you certain things and try to make talk about the Democratic way and the Republican way. We ain't no Democrat or Republican. We following the plan, purpose, and will of God. I would not ever want to say anything just to hurt you, but I will cut you. Because I want you to see there's another level, there's another realm that so much God want to reveal to us, but we had to spend quality time with him, not no time for no sermon, studying for a sermon. No, we have to have intimacy with God. and let God wrap his character around us on daily basis. We always have that intimacy, that hunger, that desire. That's Jesus' ministry. You look at the mother boy, that's Daniel's ministry. Daniel, they put him on prayer. Daniel opened the window and prayed. I mean, that's his ministry. That's why he had an excellent spirit. Write down Daniel 5:12 and Daniel 6:1-3. And you see how Daniel was packing in his character an excellent spirit that was given to him by God for him being so dedicated. All right? Now, so there's another word the Lord gave me. You can sneak, stay on the outer edge of this trend. Or you can't sneak or stay on the outer edge of this kind of training. Now, I'm qualified to train. The reason I'm qualified to train because I'm not qualified. The reason I'm qualified to train this way is because I'm not qualified. There's a whole lot on this line, a whole lot smarter than I am when it comes down to academics. But in the spirit, God has qualified me for this task to shape the ministerial world, that men and women who has gifts that are hidden, that if they would tune in to the training, and not try to be a sneaker, not try to be a creeper, not just try to be a get fully connected. Let me try to say it again. You can sneak or stay on the outer edge of this training. It will take character, commitment, consecration, and concentration to function and receive the instruction that Elijah gave Elisha. See, you got to, Elisha wouldn't turn Elijah loose because God had connected him to Elijah. And we've seen so much denomination of stuff and so many names calling and robe wearing that we don't really recognize when we see the real thing. Now, what we have here, Timmy, I'm telling you right now, not because of Leroy, what we have here is powerful, and it took many, many years to build the structure to get ready to flow with this thing. So don't take it lightly what we're doing. There's no foundation for ministry in a denomination or democracy. The church operates under a theocracy. And there's no such thing as, we got to vote on that. Now, why we don't do it like this? So you need your undivided attention, really, in order to capitalize upon what God is doing. Now, I'm hard between two opinions. I got you standing on an unshakable foundation looking at me. And I have operating in the sovereignty of God, which I taught last Sunday. And I think I'm going to take up some more tonight, more than sovereignty of God, because that supreme authority and supreme power cannot be touched by man alone or man organizing. It's a living organism, and the sovereignty of God is in each one of us. And I want LTMA, every pastor, all the apostles, all the ministry that under me and LTMA, I want you to begin to yield to that sovereignty on the inside of you, that the minister can stand out, that the people of God can see, hey, that's a man, that's a woman of God, know what they're doing, and really see results and be able to step in and get blessed. Now, when we talk about this unshakable foundation, I want you to take for a lesson 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 9 through 15, where the Apostle Paul is teaching about the foundation and how to build right on the foundation. You have some things that the Lord said to me about the foundation. Not only the foundation has to be right, the building material has to be right. See, Jesus is the foundation, and he has trained you how to build the ministry on that foundation. It would be wise to use the right builder. This lesson pertains to spiritual growth, winning souls. I think about the soul app we got out now. Y'all all need to be on it. Some of these ministers already reporting how many they got saved. I think somebody said 96. There's 94 set this year they've got saved. That's powerful. And then they're putting it on headquarters app. Some of y'all haven't said nothing because most of these people that we're passing don't know nothing about winning souls. They know that's part of my vision that was given me 40 years ago, teaching the body of Christ how to evangelize the world. And all those years I've been aiming and trying to find out how to do it. It's more than your little roll call after you preach on Sunday morning. You have to train people how to witness. Now, we got 5,000 some people saved now. But my phone, when I woke up this morning, my phone, bomb, bomb, going people, they're going there, people, born again, born again, born again. So it's powerful. So the foundation is about soul winning and abiding in the ministry of excellence. You can't be a whore. You can't be a homosexual. You can't be a lesbian. You know, I minister to a person. I love people, but I'm not going to tolerate that. I'm not going to tolerate no man slapping his hand around like a little woman. I slap him out of here because we're not going to have that in here. Because that's not God and not of God. We got to do what's right. And I don't care how major a ministry is who playing them games, because we know some of them that are major, is acting like a sissy. But you don't have to follow that. We know got great movie style, married a woman. We know that. But that Hollywood ain't got nothing to do with holiness. Holiness is above Hollywood. We have to understand that. And, you know, I'm getting a little adamant about these things, but it's real powerful. What do it take to build on this unshakable foundation? Well, you have the story in Luke chapter 10, verse 38 through 42, with them two sisters. And one sister was busy. You see, a lot of us busy in ministry, but we're not blessed. We're busy. We got all the little paperwork. We're doing all this. But the ministry has to be built by what that other sister did. She sat at the foot of Jesus and heard his word. And Jesus told the other sister, y'all busy about ministry. You busy. I know, God, you got that food look good. Yeah, you did. But she had chosen the good part that shall not be taken from her. I want LTMA to build so that no matter what come in the system, your ministry is still thriving. And the pandemic, the political fight that's going on, all these churches falling. We have no crybabies in the LTMA. Why? Something was said. You made some type of connection because attacks and accusation may come. They come to us all. But if your foundation is right, it doesn't matter. We're supposed to thrive no matter what's going on. All this pandemic, just this thing you're going on now, this COVID-19, that's not the last thing coming. We see fires, ice falling all over the place, all kinds of things, earthquake, all kinds of things going. These are the last days. Jesus told us about it, you see. And I want to make sure you're ready for it and know how to handle it. So we have to build on this unshakable foundation that is only built on the word of God. You spending time with God, and that God sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. She was ready for anything. You see, when death came in the family, she was different than others. So you just notice those things. And then the second thing, you got to build in faith. And you got this story about the two houses, one hearing the word and doing the word and building a house on a rock. Then Luke 6:46 through 49, we have to build the ministry in LTMA on the rock of being a hero and a doer of God's word. And then James talked about in the first chapter, you know, being a hero and not a doer. A man looking in the glass, forget what manner of man he is. We have to remember who we are. Now, if these things sound elementary to you, and you want me to turn out to be one of those fabulous bishops with long, eloquent lines and raps and harmony, I'm not going to do it because I know what is the framework of success around my ministry. I know that I haven't had a call during this time from none of you all and none of the members of my church. And we've been out of church since. We've been doing this thing virus for a good while now. It's just that the people, If you put the word out, the people can live on it. Now, we know, all of us as ministers know this psalm, Psalm 127, verse 1 to 2. Except the Lord build a house. Not except the denomination of the reverend or the doctor or the apostle. Except the Lord build a house. They that labor live in vain. So we got to, the church got to be our ministry. All of us, some of y'all are evangelists, some of y'all travel. All of our ministry has to be built to the point that if I can't travel, I'm still thriving. That's the importance of it. And then I want to talk about, look at Hebrews 11, 8 through 9. I'm putting it on tape so you can have it. I'm not reading all the scriptures. Becoming a master builder. It will tell you how to become a master builder. Each one, you can take them one by one and produce results in your ministry. Remember Jesus said in Matthew 16, 18, 19, upon this rock I'll build my church. That rock was revelation. Revelation calls transformation. Transformation calls manifestation. Manifestation calls operation. Operation calls demonstration. All of those things, becoming a master builder. Now, all of these things, my brothers and sisters, I have them flowing in my ministry. Sweatless. Now, when I say sweatless, it's not flesh, it's the spirit. Spending time with God, listening to God, falling on your face, and becoming a master builder as you yield to the spirit of truth on a daily basis, and not so much always looking for something new, because the word is infinitum. I mean, it's always got more in it. So, another point I said, how long have I been going, Leroy? Let's learn building partnership with God.
About 30 minutes, sir.
All right. Let's learn building partnership with God. Now, all of these points are so important because of the apostolic government that anointing that is flowing through my spirit and giving the church a place where you all can teach other ministers under you. Let's learn building partnership with God. Otherwise, God is my partner. James 1, 21 through 25. I just made a reference to that scripture, and you look at it. And then I put, after those 6 points, I put on number 7, come what may, you're ready now. In other words, the thing that I've been sharing with you, those scriptures, I shared with you, Daniel with an excellent spirit. When you look at Daniel 5 and 12, you'll see what all comes with an excellent spirit, dissolved in hard sand and hard sentence. I mean, just et cetera, et cetera. I think Daniel took 3 or 4 kings out. They didn't know what to do. The king didn't know what to do. You see what happened? The church went to the politician. That should have never happened. I'm told of the story of my son representing me and representing my ministry, sitting on a table, around a table with a bunch of ministers, and they had the different politicians there. And finally, it comes to the point, they're going around the table asking the ministers what they need. When they got to my son, he represented the type of anointing and revelation God had put in his life. They said, well, what do y'all ministry need? He said, my son said, we don't need nothing. We're coming to see what y'all need. And that's the position that I want to put every minister under the sound of my voice. That position is available. You got a genuine call on your life. If he's the same one sent me, sent you, he'll do the same thing for you. So come what may, you're ready now. You have to come to the point where this statement, I always love this statement, I'm on the wall and I can't come down. That's the way we got to be, no matter what be offered, what be said. We have to stay the same format. Another thing, my brothers and sisters, as we prepare for these last days, we must all remember, but God gives the increase. That's 1 Corinthians 3:6-7. It says twice that God gives the increase. Now, I saw the text, but I see the texture of the text. It covers everything. We have to depend on God to give the increase. We cannot, my brothers and sisters, we cannot focus on money. We cannot go after money. We cannot worry about money. That's why God gave our ministry money coming, because God will give the increase if you follow all and do what's right. In ministry, the secret is increasing in the will and plan of God. All other increases will fall in line. Let me give you that again. In ministry, and I'm speaking by revelation, experience, manifestation, and evidence. Now, there's a scripture in Philippians 4:9 where Paul talks about the thing you've learned, the thing you've seen in me do. But I'm not speaking secondhand information I read out of a book. My life, my ministry, in every aspect, the principles and the revelation that I'm teaching has manifest in large degrees and still manifest. That's important, all right? Now, in ministry, the secret is increasing in the will and plan of God. All other increases will fall in line. Notice that, Ephesians 5:17. All right, I'm almost through. Two unshakable insights about ministry. Ecclesiastes 12:13, Zechariah 4:6. It's not by might nor by power, but it's by my spirit, says the Lord. And that's where God, I don't want no fear coming on no LTMA ministry. That spirit of fear, God has not given a spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. More things going to happen. Now, the whole world is in trouble. Everybody wearing a mask. The whole world. And in the political arena do not have the solution. They're fighting among themselves. Well, they're draining the swamp, but God is doing more than draining the swamp. His church has been disrespected. His men and women of God, many of them brought disrespect on themselves by looking to man and not looking to God, looking to the secular and not looking to the spirit. But those of us who are looking to the spirit, God is going to use a remnant to rise them up in everything. I mean, rise them up in places like Solomon, places like Esther rolls up. He's going to rise them up in everything, men and women who are dedicated to his thing. So this unshakable insight about ministry, meaning the ministry is supposed to be built on an unshakable foundation. Then I give you these words, purpose. These are the words you need to concentrate on. Purpose, plan, process, pursuit, pressure, patience, pattern, peace, prayer, power. These are the words I was studying, and the Lord said, give them these words. Stick with his purpose. Stick with his plan. Go through his process. Pursue him at all times. Pressure will come. Don't pay no attention. Patience, pattern. I try to somewhat be a pattern for you all as your leader. Peace, prayer, and power. Here's some more words. Plowing. You have to plow in ministry. Prevailing. Another word is potential. Think about what potential you have. And then I wrote on the end of all those words, notice I haven't said program yet. I said purpose, plan, process, pursuit, pressure, patience, pattern, peace, prayer, power, prime, prevailing, potential. Notice. I haven't said program yet. Some of these doggone programs need to be cut out. Don't do something in ministry just to keep somebody there. If the Spirit of God tell you cut it out, because what it's doing is dropping the potential of the anointing. Right? Profession, that means all of us need to continuously be being matured, becoming more matured in the spirit, because you never reach the max. Two more things, and then I'm going to shut down. Three more things. I've told you those already. You know how to tear walls down. You must know how to build walls, holding on, a grip on the important foundation. give you, and I want y'all to look at this teaching on operating in the sovereignty of God. Now, y'all can preach my sermon, y'all know that, right? And the apostolic, I was going to remember, because you all have your preaching has to be apostolic, just pastoral preaching, and it had to be apostolic now, because apostolic age, we really haven't seen the apostolic as we should. I wrote, calm down in the revelation. God said, calm down in the revelation of my sovereignty. Don't be upset about what's going on. I'm a sovereign God. I wrote one definition of God being a sovereign God, having independent authority. In other words, he has independent authority. He has no meeting, no committee, nothing. He has independent authority. And then we told you that it's supreme authority. Powerful, man. And knowing that you need not to fight in the battle is the Lord. That sovereignty means supreme power or authority. It's on the inside of you. There's no such thing as the sovereignty of man. It is the sovereignty of God in man and the sovereignty of man in God. That, listen to this, my brother and sister, that outside of God, there's no other sovereign being. And you have that sovereign being on the inside of you to carry out his assignment. I feel the presence of God in this room. My little office at home. Not a little office, I got a nice office. But I sense the presence of God here this morning. And I know you listen. How many of you are on the line? I know something is being imparted to pastors and to the minister right now. Something is getting a hold of you on the inside, and it will come on the outside. Now, I feel the president in this room like never was. I talk about it, I'm trying to close, but that when he said there's no other sovereign being. And so the sovereignty anointing of the believer must be activated. In our members, we must build them up so they'll know that they are packing a power that no other power can handle. So we can't have points now and little sermon you pray 15 minutes run out there because you're rhyming and you got a few notes and saying you got to have it on the inside of you. We know that God in his sovereignty never lost a battle. And Isaiah 54:17, 55:11, 59:19. You hear this on the sermon, but I need to. From my dad, used to preach the message over and over again, and as he's preaching it, something else came out. I like this one here. I didn't spend enough time on it, but I want you to hear it again out of my mouth. Stop trying to mix glamour with glory, for they're not the same. Glamour is ego, but glory is eternal. It's so important that we operate in the glory of God. My brother and sister, the glory in my office, the glory has filled his office. I got both hands in the air and trying to keep talking. I'm overwhelmed because God is so pleased that you're on this line. And he's so pleased that the things that are being spoken to you are so real that everything about to be revolutionized in your life and your ministry. And I declare that you're healed. As the glory is healed, I declare that your finances are healed, that your marriage is healed, and that your children and your grandchildren are healed. I feel the presence of God. This sovereignty we're talking about is in the name of Jesus. Philippians 2:10-11, at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. Now, there is sovereignty in the power of the Holy Ghost. Jesus operates in the sovereignty of the Holy Ghost. In Luke 4:18, there's sovereignty in the Word of God. In other words, the Word of God is supreme authority. Hebrews 4:12, John 6:3, there's sovereignty, my brothers and sisters, in the kingdom of God. Then Romans 14:17, is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Meeting drink, talking about this system, not just talking about food, you're talking about things and ideas that come up in this information society, technology. I finally decided I'm using technology myself. I'm using I've fought it for a while, but the Lord told me I'm using it. I have two I don't know what you call these things, iPad on my desk now. I'm looking at one with the Unshakable Foundation, look at the other one operating in the Song of God. I type now. I have stopped writing. I do a lot of typing. And, you know, the Columbus type of typing is still within land. But it's here. There's sovereignty in the blood of Jesus. You know that. Revelation 5:12 tells us seven things that sovereignty brought for us. Then you got Revelation 12:10 and 11, I believe, with the blood of Jesus. Check the accuser down. Then I'm trying to close. There's no college, no science, no technology, no psychology, and no government that is sovereign. They are not sovereign because everybody, everything in this world is under God. There's only one creator, and nobody else created nothing. Technology ain't creating nothing. Science ain't creating nothing. They're dealing with what was already created. So there's none of them in authority. They think they're in authority, but there's no one God. So let me try to close with this. In saying there's no college, no science, no academic, no technology, no psychology, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, okay, no denomination, et cetera, no government, et cetera, it falls down to 1 Peter 2 and 9. I'm going to read that in close. 1 Peter 2 and 9. Let me read this up. And if you've got this phone or you know how to have it, then I've been cutting myself off from the 1 Peter 2 and 9 online. But I want to read this. I'm going to read this in my closing because I want you to be able to, what I'm giving to you. And you agree not. Like I said, you agree well. I want it out. That's what we want. Whatever I got, you got. Whatever you have, mine. But in 1 Peter 2, and it took me to have this type of insight. And, you know, a lot of times I don't want you to think I'm talking about you. But it took some years. It took some time spent with God. So that's why I'm not going to end up by waste my time. My children, not going to let nobody waste my time. They call for me, my mother, daughter-in-law, my secretary. You ain't going to get to me unless you got serious business, because they're not going to let you waste my time. But they know my time is important. They know how much time I'll spend with God. George Jacob told me with you. He got a doctor now. Doctor I never heard of. In Texas, he said, he want to bring me some money. Well, I don't know if you're going to get that. I just got to find out what the Lord wants me to do. I can't just jump up and put on money. All right, 1 Peter 2, 9. We've got to instill this in our people. Pastors, listen to me. They have to understand the ramification, the revelation of this now. The body of Christ. But you're a chosen generation. A chosen, a new race made up of all who have accepted Christ. A raw priesthood. Meaning Christ is king and high priest due to being in him. We as well are kings and priests. Revelation 1 and 6. And holy nation, a multitude of people of the same nature. Wow. And then he said, a peculiar people. Each saint is God's unique possession, just as if that saint was the only human being in existence. Then he said that you should show forth the praises of him who will call you out of darkness to his marvelous light. He saved us by virtue of what he did at the cross, which was for what we should ever praise him. I am that word of life. On last Sunday, I'm going to do it again tonight, to reveal to every member who they are. And the sovereignty of God is on the inside of them for to be used for God's glory. And no man, no problem, no devil, no demon, no situation could stop them. Father, we thank you for this time of importation. These men and women, they love you. They sacrificed to be online. They made it possible some way to be here. I'm thankful for the 12 that you put around me, that you imparted to their men the importance of sticking close to one another. We thank you for how far you brought us these years. We thank you how you protected us. We thank you that we know we're covered in these times. We just give us more revelation, more insight, more harmony. Let us work together. Let us keep listening, keep moving in the direction that you want to move in. We pray that we know there's good brothers and good sisters in the full gospel. We know there's good Catholic people. We know there's good people in the Church of God in Christ. We pray, Father, for our brothers and sisters, that the remnant in those organizations who love you, who live in holy life, will know exactly what to do and how to protect them and their family and their men. We thank you for every person under the sound of my voice. In Jesus' name, amen.